Today in Kashmir, suspected Islamic militants threw a grenade at a crowded market, injuring at least 13 people. India usually holds Pakistan responsible for such attacks, but has withheld judgment for now.
The ongoing tension in South Asia has taken a toll on one of India's biggest industries, tourism. A State Department travel warning urges Americans to avoid the country, but NPR's Eric Weiner reports that Indian officials insist their country is a safe destination and a spiritual one.
India has always inspired the Western imagination. The lore of mystical gurus and the sacred Ganges has attracted everyone from the Beatles to less well-known seekers of truth. Now India's new tourism minister, Vinod Khanna, a disciple of controversial guru Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh, wants to dramatically expand what he calls spiritual tourism.
We have so many gurus in this country, you know, keep traveling all over the world. And I mean, if we can facilitate our gurus in this country and, you know, assure them, you know, that we can provide them with all the infrastructure and let them invite all the disciples to come here, I'm sure we can attract millions more just through our spiritual tourism.
Khanna's grand plans have been put on hold. The threat of war, possibly nuclear war, between India and Pakistan has scared off most spiritual seekers, not to mention ordinary tourists. Manashi Roy, deputy director of the Confederation of Indian Industry, says revenue from tourism has all but dried up.
It is the five-star hotels and it is the metros which get the impact of the foreign travelers. And these industries and these tour operators, the hotels, have really suffered.
It's not only India's luxury hotels that are suffering. This is Paharganj, New Delhi's backpacker district. Although district might be overstating it, it's really one dirt road, jam-packed with bicycle rickshaws, cheap restaurants, and fleabag hotels. Here, $3 a night gets you a basic room, complete with cockroaches and mosquitoes. Then there are the hawkers, persistent young men selling everything from wooden statues of Buddha to pirated CDs.
Very good price, no much money, really. Even looking free.
They too have seen their business dry up in the past few months. Pavan Gupta owns a shop that sells tie-dyed t-shirts and other colorful textiles. Business, he says, is down by 80%.
This street was busy for tourist people, but right now you see nobody is here. I was also here very busy. If you are coming before 2 months and you ask me to give me some interview, so I didn't give you any interview because I was very busy. Right now, nobody is here.
Now Gupta has plenty of time to talk to foreign journalists and play cards and drink tea and take long naps. Business is so slow, he's been forced to lay off 3 workers, and he says he doesn't know if he'll be able to make next month's rent. Nearly everyone involved in India's tourism business, from the street hawker to the manager of a 5-star hotel, blames the United States for the crisis they now face. The State Department's travel warning, they say, has scared off American tourists. Many European countries have followed the U.S. lead and issued similar advisories. Tour operators that want to ignore the State Department's advice can do so, but they will have to pay higher insurance premiums. U.S. officials say they are simply looking out for the welfare of American citizens. The threat of war with Pakistan, they say, was very real. And while tensions have eased somewhat, both nations still have more than 1 million troops massed along the border. The attack this past weekend in Kashmir that killed 28 civilians has once again raised the temperature in South Asia. U.S. Ambassador to India Robert Blackwell, in an interview with New Delhi Television, says the U.S. is taking a cautious approach.
We also have to be careful about not having a yo-yo effect on these travel warnings to say, come, go, come, go. They don't retain their credibility unless they have some staying power. So we're going to be cautious as we go forward.
But Indian officials say the travel advisory was not necessary in the first place. Again, Indian Tourism Minister Vinod Khanna.
I would give this message, absolutely clear message to everybody in America and the rest of the world that India is the safest destination to be in. I mean, it's amazing if you look at the tourists that are presently in India. You know, we've gone and interviewed them from the Ministry of Tourism, and all of them have made statements that it's safer to be here than in America.
It won't be long, says Khanna, before fears of nuclear war pass, the travel warnings are lifted, and the world flocks to India in search of nirvana. Eric Weiner, NPR News, New Delhi.